Okay. So if we're going to be starting at the very beginning of the Siddur, the very first tefillah that I want to study with you is one that little children are taught in school. And you probably know the song too. I'm not going to sing it. And we're talking about Mode Ani. But the truth of the matter is that even though it's at the beginning of the Siddur in this version, it's not in every version. The Vilna Gaon did not have Mode Ani in the beginning of a Siddur. And he's not the only one. And he's not the only one because actually this whole introductory section, which we call Hashkamat HaBoker, the prayers and the rituals that we are to follow as we get out of bed, as well as Birchot HaShachar, the blessings for the morning, actually that's not part of Shacharit. It's not. Shacharit begins with Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit LeDavid Baruch Shamar. In fact, I know that it was the impetus of Corona and the best advice of the Medical Health Committee to shorten davening. So what did we do? When we get here, we start with Rabbi Yishmael Omer and we go straight into Kaddish. But the truth of the matter is that according to the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, you and me and we all should be saying that on our own anyways. Not in shul, not waiting for the chazan. And in fact, when the chazan says, Birchot HaShachar, we answer amen, because that's the appropriate response when you hear a bracha. But we should have already said that bracha and not rely on the chazan's recitation of Birchot HaShachar to say, that fulfills my obligation. You should have already said it before he has said it. And so that's something to remember as we get to the beginning part. We're not at the Birchot HaShachar yet, but we are at Mode Ani. So let's take a look at Mode Ani, and we're not going to finish it tonight because, believe it or not, this little 12-word little package needs to be unwrapped. And it's not going to take us 6 minutes in one time. So here are the words of Mode Ani. You can look at it or you can sing it to yourself. Don't sing it out loud right now. Mode Ani lefanecha melech chai v'kayam shechazarta b'nishmati b'chemla rabba emunatecha. The first word is Modeh. And what does Modeh mean? Thank you. Thank you. Take a look at this bracha. When you look at this davening, you'll notice a few things. But one thing you'll say is, you know what? I can't find the name of Hashem here. It's not in the bracha. It's not here. Modeh ani v'levanecha does not have a name of God. Why doesn't it have a name of God? Because at no point have we yet washed our hands. We haven't done netilat yadayim. We're not ready yet to stand before Hashem in the fullness of our purity and Kedusha because the night hours have happened. We have not been conscious. We don't know exactly what our bodies are doing, so we're not ready to say Shem Hashem. We haven't done Netilat Yadayim. So there's no actual explicit name of Hashem in Mode Ani Lefanecha. But the first word is thank you. Why? Because we believe that the very first word coming out of a Jew's mouth every morning should be thank you. Rav Chaim Volozhiner points out, and he suggests in one of his writings, that the first word should be thank you because it sets the tone for the day. Meaning what? That gratitude is not intuitive. It's not an instinct. You have to make a deliberate choice to be grateful. And if the first word out of your mouth is the word of gratitude, that will set the tone for the day. That if you wake up and while even lying in bed, the first thing that comes out of your mouth after the process of thinking about it is gratitude, it means that you're now looking. You're going to be establishing the lens of gratitude with which you're going to see the rest of the day, the rest of the world. And yes, there are going to be challenges in the course of the day, but Mode Ani. And let me ask you another question. For those of you who speak Hebrew, if I were to say, I'm eating, what would you say? Ani ochel. I'm drinking, ani shoteh. I'm walking, ani holech. I'm writing ani kotev. When it comes to this, it's modeh ani. Shouldn't it be ani modeh? Wouldn't that be more proper Hebrew? It would be. So why not? And the answer, which maybe you understand, is because we refuse to start our conscious speech by saying what word first? Me. That's not possible. It's not about me. The minute that I make it about me, then I have already begun my day on the wrong foot. It's not about me. The minute you recognize your obligation for gratitude, then you already understand that you are in a world of relationship because you're grateful to someone. You're grateful for something. You're expressing your gratitude that goes beyond you. But if you chas v'sholem start your day with me, it's about me, you've put yourself in the wrong place. You've put yourself in the center as opposed to putting Hashem in the center. Modeh ani is about I am grateful. I am grateful. I'm grateful, but what am I grateful for? I'm grateful for me. I'm grateful that Hashem believes in me enough that I woke up this morning. Hashem believed that you and I and everyone in this room has something to contribute. I'm grateful for the fact that you, Hashem, believe that ani is worth getting up. What an astounding concept. I'm grateful for the fact that you believe that I have worthiness, God, and that I have what to do, and that what I have to do is so important that this world needs me. Because once Hashem determines that I don't have a role to play, then it's time for my neshama to go back. But in the meantime, modeh ani. Rabbi Reuven Bulka of blessed memory, the rabbi emeritus of Congregation Machzike Hadas in Ottawa, he passed away not too long ago, as you know, wrote a lovely, lovely little book called Modeh Ani, 12 Magical Words. It was published in the year 2018, so it's very recent. And as you can tell from the title, all it is, and it's not a long book, it's about 41 pages. It's, it just explains each word in Modeh Ani. And I'm just going to take a couple minutes, and I'm going to read one part from it. I got this on Amazon, but it's because it's so small and so inexpensive, you have to buy more things if you want to deliver it to your house. Okay. But it's worth it. I really think it's worth it. It's one of those tefillot, it just comes off of our mouth. But as you're going to hear, it's deep. It's not so simple. It's not child's play. So Rabbi Bulka wants to teach us about the Talmudic source for Modeh Ani. And this is what he says. There's a blessing in the morning. There is a blessing in the morning series of blessings that's quite likely the basis for Modeh Ani. The Talmud relates that when one awakens, one recites the following blessing. My God, the soul you place within me is pure. You fashioned it within me. You breathe it into me. You safeguard it within me and will eventually take it from me and return it to me in the time to come. As long as the soul is within me, I give thanks before you, God, my God, and the God of my ancestors, master of all the worlds, Lord of all souls. Blessed are you, God, who restores souls to dead corpses. Does that sound familiar? It is, because it still is in the Siddur. It's not the first thing we say. You may recognize it. Elokeinu shemash anatata bi tahorahi. Ata yitzarta, ata nefachta bi, v'ata mishamra bikirbi, v'ata atid lila mimeni ulahachzira bi latid lavo. Kol zman shaneshama bikirbi, modeh ani lefanecha, Hashem Elokai v'lokei avotai. Ribon kol olamim, adon kol neshamot, baruch ata Hashem hamachazir neshamot lifkarim etim. The words in italics, I give thanks before you, God, and restore souls, makes their way with some variation into the Modeh Ani. Modeh Ani lefanecha, I give thanks before you, God, are the first three words of the magical 12. Restore souls, and the Talmudic blessing becomes for having restored my soul to within me. The seventh, eighth, and ninth words of the Modeh Ani. Continues Rabbi Bulka. Who are these corpses mentioned in the blessing? Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur Beit Yaakov suggests that corpses refers to bodies that are in an inert state, not doing any work and not moving, a state that is like sleep. The word dead refers to those who are asleep, sleep being 1/60th of death, according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden mentioned in Gemara. The so-called dead corpses are the ones who have just awakened and are now able to recite the blessing. As mentioned, a number of words in the blessing, what we shall refer to as the restoring blessing, are incorporated into Modeh Ani. These include the thanks and the restoring of the souls. The Modeh Ani of Rabbi Moshe Machir, the author, is, in its terseness, is a more personal statement rather than a general blessing. I'm going to jump towards the very end. Almost everything that is in the Modeh Ani is in the restoring blessing. If that is the case, then why is the Modeh Ani necessary? From the fact that Modeh Ani is not mentioned in the Talmud, one could logically conclude that it is not recited in Talmudic times. The restoring blessing was and remains the thank you blessing to God for being alive. Elokai Neshama. Modeh Ani is not in the Gemara, my friends. So why then did Rabbi Moshe Machir deem it necessary to add Modeh Ani? Why did it meet with such embrace? Perhaps Rabbi Moshe Machir, through introducing Modeh Ani, was conveying a powerful sentiment that we should not go even seconds in an awakened state without being grateful to God, without expressing that gratitude. The immediacy of this expression of gratitude is the key addition. Saying Modeh Ani was not instituted to preclude the possibility of our not expressing thanks to God. That could not have been the concern, since the morning prayer that includes the thank you to God is only minutes away. But apparently that is not soon enough. The demand is for immediacy, that there be no conscious moment without a verbalized thank you to Hashem. Rabbi Moshe Machir, acutely aware of the many attempts to destroy the Jewish people, perhaps felt that our survival creates a new imperative, the imperative of immediacy, that no comment in the awakened state passes without acknowledging our overwhelming debt to God as the immediate way to begin every day. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashi Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, לזכות את ישראל לפיכך ירבה להם תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר רבנן קדיש.